How do you get home from deep space if your communication systems fail? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, John Christian, assistant professor of mechanical and aerospace engineering at West Virginia University, explores his research into helping astronauts with this problem.
In December of 1972, the crew of Apollo 17 splashed down in the South Pacific Ocean after a two-week trip to the moon and back. This marked the end of the Apollo program and humankind's brief flirtation with sending people beyond a little bubble surrounding the Earth. In fact, since Apollo 17, whether on the space shuttle or any other spacecraft, humans have ventured no further than just a few hundred miles above Earth's surface. All of this will soon change with NASA's Orion spacecraft, which promises to once again carry humans beyond a low Earth orbit. But the task is dangerous and deep space is unforgiving. When so far away from Earth that a return could take many days, the crew and their spacecraft must be self-sufficient. Our research group is developing technologies for NASA to help make such autonomy possible. Most spacecraft today know their location from Earth-based tracking. We use antennas located around the world to track the spacecraft, and then use these same antennas to send a message telling the spacecraft where it is. But what is the crew to do if they're far away from Earth and their communication system fails? They would have no way of knowing where they are or how to get home. We're addressing this problem using a technique called optical navigation. It is possible to use camera images of stars, planets, and moons to determine a spacecraft's location. By combining a sequence of such images with the dynamics of motion in space, the crew can determine their trajectory and plot a course home all on their own. By creating reliable algorithms to do all this on board a spacecraft, we're doing our small part in helping humankind once again break free from low Earth orbit.
That was John Christian of West Virginia University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.